Hi, I'm Louise. I'm the Minister at St David's and here at West Kirby. How are you doing? We're continuing our sermon series, looking at the promises of God, handily all beginning with P, and tonight we're looking at the promise of peace. Let's pray together. Lord God, as we break open your word, as we lean into your promises, Holy Spirit, would you break open our hearts and our minds and our spirits, so that you can work in us. With so much to distract us, will you help us worship you? Holy Spirit, would you speak to us through all that I say and all that we all hear in this moment, that together we may see you and serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight we're thinking about the promise of peace, and it comes from a familiar place in Philippians chapter 4. We're looking at two verses, verse 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Wonder what you think of that. Some of you are thinking, at the moment, Louise, how can you tell us not to be anxious about anything? There's loads of things happening in the world at the moment to make us anxious. Lockdown life makes us anxious. We're full of questions about when this will end, about the people that we're missing. I'm full of questions about how do I get church to be safe in a time when we all meet together again. There's lots, isn't there, that can make us anxious. So perhaps that's jarring to hear Paul say, do not be anxious about anything. But it's helpful to know the context that he's writing this from. He's writing to a church that he has started and founded that is supporting his ministry, but it's not going well. There's people infighting, there's jealous preachers who were troublemakers to Paul, and to top it all off, Paul is writing this letter from prison, literally chained to a guard, awaiting trial and a possible death sentence. He's not writing from an academic place of isn't everything great. He is in the midst of stuff. But he's found in Jesus a path to peace. When I imagine something peaceful, I think of a desert island and me sitting there on a deserted beach with no emails or phone calls to do and a glass of something lovely and cold in my hand. Maybe that's what you're thinking. But that's not the peace we're promised. It's not solitude. It's different. Peace is not the absence of trouble, anything but. It's about what we are like in the midst of trouble. In John 16:33, Jesus is teaching about prayer and he says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. You will have trouble, Jesus says. It's a given, but in the midst of trouble, you can be a person who knows peace. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. And the idea of shalom is that shalom is the way that things ought to be. It's the way that things were created to be. Whole and restored and healed. That's the biblical idea of shalom, of peace. The way things ought to be. And the idea of peace is not tied to our circumstances. We may be thinking, well, when this lockdown life is over, we will be at peace. When all our questions are answered, we will have peace. No, Jesus says, there will always be things that cause us trouble. And our peace isn't tied to our circumstances. It's tied to the one who is in control of all our circumstances, over our lives. And in these couple of verses, Paul gives us a roadmap to peace. And that key is prayer. praying about everything, everything. The writer and preacher Don Carson said this, "The way to be anxious about nothing is to be prayerful about everything." And I'm not talking about the mental health issue of anxiety. I'm talking about general anxiety, the way we worry. The way to be anxious about nothing is to be prayerful about everything. We have a tendency to pray about the big things and forget about the little things. But little things unprayed for have a tendency and a habit of turning into much bigger things. And God wants us to pray and talk to him about everything. Not just the stuff that we think is spiritual or holy, but the real stuff, body and brain stuff, real and raw stuff. Because that's what people in relationship do. We are loved and cared for. In Matthew's gospel, we're told that not even a sparrow falls from the sky that God does not notice. And every single hair on our head is numbered and known. I have a lot of hair in my hairbrush. God even knows that. Such is his desire for intimacy and relationship with us. And so he wants to know what's on our hearts. And he wants to be nearer than our every breath and wants us to pray about everything. Paul says in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. There's lots of different ways to pray. We've been praying for five friends in this week for thy kingdom come. There's lots of different ways of praying. Prayer is the general word we use for communicating with God. And we do that through worship, through devotion, through sitting at his feet and saying, I love you. And that begins with being aware of who God is, of his greatness and his majesty, and of us putting ourselves in the right place before him, of saying, look, I'm rubbish at being in control of my life. Can I surrender that back to you? And can you be Lord and King over my life? When we pray, we put back God on his throne over us, and we remind ourselves that we need to prise our fingers open and let God have control of our lives. And we surrender ourselves to him, remembering who God is, that he is big enough and God enough and wise enough to know us and know our lives. And there is freedom in that. And when we're in the right place before God in prayer, then we can tell him what's on our mind. Prayer and petition with thanksgiving. We present our requests to God, says Paul. We share our problems and our needs. Jesus models that, it says in Hebrews. He says this in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his fervent submission. It's a call to be wholehearted. Let God know and be thankful. When you're asking, you should be thanking at the same time, Paul says. Thanking God for who he is, for what he's done in our lives, for our lives being bought by grace, by Jesus on the cross. So we pray and we say thank you, and then we can give our requests to God. And that changes our perspective. When our lives are tuned in to the life of God, and we've surrendered ourselves, it gives us a new perspective over our problems. And Paul says that has a consequence, and the consequence is a peace. The peace of God, which will guard our hearts and minds. Not peace with God. Peace with God has been brought at the cross by Jesus. When we're reconciled to God, even though we're wrapped back sinners, by what Jesus does on the cross when he buys us back. But peace of God, when we pour out our requests, something of God himself and his peace helps us. This is what Isaiah spoke of when he said of God in Isaiah 26, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." What great words. We're offered a peace that the world does not understand. Jesus said that in John chapter 14, a peace that will guard our hearts and minds. Our hearts and minds are the core of our spiritual lives, our passions, our thoughts, our intimacy with God. And that would have been a vivid image of guarding that Paul writes from his prison cell, chained to a guard. He's saying that God will guard us and our relationship with him and everything that's important with his peace. He will encamp his peace like a garrison of soldiers around the things that are important, our hearts and minds. And that protection can only be found in Jesus Christ when our faith is founded and fixed on him alone. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, may you know that peace to be yours too. So do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. May you know that today, I pray. Amen.